Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud today. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power turned up. Stop it right now. I'll be done. I'll play my fight.
Okay, it stopped. Yes. Well, it's a cloudy and cool day. Well, cool meaning, I mean, it's really starting to get cold. You know, it's like it went from hot to cold. I want some like really nice, real spring days. About like a month of it, or at least maybe a couple of weeks, also without rain. You know, just kind of to like stroll around outside with that. Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, today here, well, it's a place called the Green Room, 42 in New York City. It's like the newest hot spot for cabaret. And I had gone there to see, it was a salute to Angela Lansbury's 93rd birthday, and they had all these like Broadway stars singing her praises and songs. It was great. That's why I want to talk about this whole place. It was located in a hotel called Yotel. Very interesting kind of robotic type hotel, but that's not what we're going to get into. We're going to get into talking about the cabaret. There's a man named Daniel Dunilau who puts all these shows together, and we're going to talk to him, hoping that, you know, that he's supposed to call in. Let's see, just in the meantime, you know, hey, it's time for a commercial. All right. Oh, no. Here he is. There he is. Wait a second. I don't have to call him. Here we go. Daniel.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Just good. Well, I was absolutely floored with the Green Room.
Oh, thank you.
And I have to tell, I got to just tell you something very funny. I thought it was another place, and I was trying to picture it. I said, I know I went to a place. I thought it was in that hotel in that area. I finally figured out by looking at some old documents of mine that I wrote. There was a place, a hotel called Out, located like just around the corner from there. It was also doing the same thing. Do you remember that place?
There used to be a concert venue at the Out Hotel. Jacob Langfelter used to run it.
Yes, and it was kind of the same sort of concept. It was this big, it was a big area where there's, I guess if you want to call it a dance floor, but it also had a cabaret, and people got up on the stage, and there was a restaurant on that floor, and I kept on thinking, is that the same place? Then once I got there, I said, no, that's not it. Okay. Anyhow, well, I was very, very impressed by a number of things.
Thank you very much.
But the first thing I want to talk to you about is you're the person who sets up all the shows?
So I am the director of programming for the venue, which means that I produce all the content for the room that we have.
That's absolutely fabulous. Well, first I want to first go over the Angela Lansbury experience. Tell me about that. Like,
so,
how did you get these people together?
So the Angela Lansbury show, I not only produced it, I directed this one. About once a month I'll direct a show at the Green Room.
Oh, okay.
And so the Green Room 42. And so this time, a dear friend, Alexandra Silber, had presented at Broadway Con, a playlist of her favorite Angela Lansbury songs. And so came the idea for Angela Lansbury's birthday, let's do this playlist live. So she sent me her list and why she loved every song. And then I got to have the fun of casting it, of, finding the people to sing all of Angela Lansbury's greatest work. So, and fielded all the people and asked around. That's how we got, Alice Ripley and Nathan Lee Graham and Willie Falk and a cast of incredible performers to take on Angela's best work.
Oh, it was a great show, because I got that they were either they met her, they were in a show with her, or they sang one of her songs. That's what I was getting. Am I correct?
Yeah. So we actually had Lawrence Merritt, who was in Dear World with Angela and was also a dancer in the movie of MAME. He performed from Dear World, the show that he was in with her. So a lot of the performers had met Angela before or were just Angela fans because, frankly, who isn't?
Right. Do you have any remember? I saw a play maybe a few years ago. I don't think it wasn't that she was in, but I think it was a drama. I don't think it was I don't remember it being a musical. Do you happen to remember mm-hmm. what it was?
She did Blithe Spirit last.
Okay.
She won the Olivier for that, actually.
Oh, okay. That's what I saw. Because I review Broadway shows, and I remember going and saying, is she going to come out the door? Kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. But anyhow, so to get back to this, how did you get involved with the Green Room 42? We got to call it 42, okay.
Yeah, the Green Room 42. So I was a part of the creation of it, and I've been there ever since the beginning.
Which was when? When did it?
Valentine's Day of 2017. So we've been open about a year and a half now.
Okay. So it is kind of, that's why I thought, I was just saying, one of the newest hotspots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm curious, what did you premiere with?
The first show that we ever had was Lilias White on Valentine's Day of 2017. She opened the room.
So sometimes I see that sometimes it's a group of people and sometimes it's a one person, right? Am I getting that?
Yep. So we have different
okay.
types of shows that we do. We'll do solo acts. We'll do duet shows. We'll do ensemble acts. We'll do musicals in concert. Musical presentations of new shows, and so we have a wide variety of programming.
And how do you go about someone else gives you an idea, or if you're not directing it,
mm-hmm.
how does it would people kind of email you and say I'd like to audition?
Well, no, most of the shows, the creator of the show will come and pitch it to the venue and say, hey, we'd love to be a part of your programming. Here's what we had in mind, and then present it to us that way.
Oh, that's great. And so, but once a month, it's like you do yours. What's the next one you're going to do, by the way, that you're going to direct?
The next one that I'm doing is on Election Day of this year, and we actually haven't announced it yet. It's going to get announced this coming week, so I can't talk about it yet. But
okay.
That's my next project.
Oh, okay. I'm going to find out if I can get press tickets for that one, because I'm sure that'll going to be a hoot, won't it? Huh?
Oh, it's going to be very spectacular.
Yeah, okay. I definitely need to go to that one. By the way, do you happen to remember, like, who sang what at this Angela Lansbury show? So could you plug it?
Oh, absolutely, I remember.
Go ahead.
So Christine Petty opened the show with It's Today, followed by Mark Williams performed There's a Parade in Town from Anyone Can Whistle. Then we had Alice Ripley performed The Worst Pies in London, followed by, let me see if I can remember, we had Christina Maxwell perform with Neil Bartram at the piano from the new musical Bedknobs and Broomsticks that's being developed. She performed Age of Not Believing, which was Angela's song in the movie Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Then,
right.
We, of course, Monet Sable from the off-Broadway Sweeney Todd sang Beauty and the Beast, because how can you not? We had Willie Falk, who was the original Tony-nominated Chris in Broadway's Miss Saigon. He performed If He Walked Into My Life Today. Then, who am I missing here? Then we had Nathan Lee Graham and Alexandra Silber sang Bosom Buddies. Nathan then went on and soloed Send in the Clowns in the style of Angela when she sang Send in the Clowns with Stephen Sondheim at the piano. And then we had Natalie Walker, who's this wonderful cabaret performer here in New York City. She sang Rose's Turn to kind of cap out the night. And it was ended with Alexandra Silver singing Old Friend from Merrily We Roll Along.
That was, yeah, the whole thing was great. And who got a hold of the movie clips?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we showed, I found footage of her in Gypsy, and we showed the footage of her performing a couple of the numbers from Gypsy. And, I mean, it's absolutely amazing because, you know, she revived Ethel Merman while Ethel Merman was still living. You know, no one had ever done that before.
Yeah.
Like, no one touched Annie Get Your Gun. No one touched Anything Goes. No one touched the shows that Ethel had been in because, you know, those were Ethel's and she's alive. So, like, you know, Angela was the first person to tackle reviving Ethel Merman. She did it while Ethel Merman was alive and she did it with Gypsy. So, like, bravo, Angela Lansbury.
You know, the funny thing is the line that gets the most said from Gypsy, it seems to be, for me.
Oh, yeah.
Even
absolutely.
I was just watching Murphy Brown last night, and Tyne Daly said it on there.
Oh, yeah.
But anyhow, so, all right, to go back to this, before we get into, like, because we're going to talk about what's coming up, this whole thing, because one of the things I couldn't, it's because I got the sense that you could spend as little as $20 to see a show because there's no minimum, food or drink minimum. Is that correct?
Prices, yeah, our ticket prices range from $15 up to $75, sometimes more. We always have a ticket price lower than a rush ticket, and there's no food or beverage minimum ever at the Green Room 42, all in an effort to promote diversity and inclusion in the arts.
Okay. And what I didn't catch, because I, like, didn't really look around the room enough, when you get the, like, the minimum ticket, where are you seated? You're not sitting at the round tables, right?
So the there's different seating sections. So it's basically the closer to the stage you are, it gets, you know, the higher the price is. So
right.
That's how the room is organized.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is there, like, it looked like, was I looking at like bar stool seats?
We have 5 bar stool seats, but we don't generally sell those just because those are usually reserved for emergencies or needing them for, you know, walk-in.
So in other words, you can you spend like, and I'm just saying like $15 and be at the back at a table?
Yeah, absolutely. You're always at a table no matter what seating section you're in.
Okay.
So you have
that's really great, because that's what I was trying to get clear in terms of, like, if you spent, just in case, if you spent the minimum, would you be seated at a table? But it's just you're farther back from the States. That's all.
That's correct.
Okay. So it's not like you can't hear it or you whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, people go to the show and they sit in the balcony and they can still see the show, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So what I want to get to now is to talk about, like, what's coming up. So let's go through, let's plug everyone. Yeah.
So tomorrow night we have Vivian Reed, who Tony nominated actress. She's doing her show, Vivian Reed Sings Lena Horne. It's actually the second time she's done it with us. She had a sold out first show and she's about to sell out tomorrow night as well. Another upcoming show we have is Jennifer Simard, Tony nominated from Disaster. She's currently in Mean Girls on Broadway, having replaced Carrie Butler. She's got a wonderful show called Stigma that sold out its first run, and it's got a return show on November 5th. And then we have some wonderful holiday shows coming up, as well as a jazz residency with Spencer Day, who's a wonderful performer. He's actually tonight at 7, but he plays once a month with us. We also have once a month Frances Ruffell. Her show, Frances Ruffell Lives in New York. She's the original Eponine from Les Mis in London and on Broadway. She won the Tony for that, and she's returning to New York with this once a month cabaret run here that's getting rave reviews and sold out shows. So those are kind of our big hitters coming up.
Tell me about the Rat Pack, but it's not the regular one. It's a takeoff,
We have a Halloween show, right, that's been playing in the afternoons now called The Rat Pack Undead, which is a themed Rat Pack show around Halloween.
Okay. So, in other words, they're not only you're open during the day as well. You have daytime shows and evening shows.
Sometimes we do. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I don't have the list in front. I was looking for the list in front of me. You know, I got the email from Dan, the other Dan, of what's coming up. Is there any like shows that are planned like way ahead of time that you're thinking of, or
when our shows get announced, they get put on our website and they're up for sale. We have shows on sale all the way through January of next year.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's pretty good. Are they doing something for New Year's?
We're currently working on our plans for New Year's, and that'll be announced soon.
Okay. So you're doing something new. How about for Christmas? You got a Christmas show? A Hanukkah show? A Thanksgiving?
Right now, our holidays don't currently have shows on them, but it's all subject to change as the calendar gets developed.
Okay. And I see that there's different menus in terms of food there, isn't there? There's like, I had noticed like there's like a snack menu or main menu, or is that from Green Fig?
So we have one menu that is at all of our shows here. And then some of those items from that menu are also located in the cocktail menu. So that may be what you were thinking of. But we have one menu that serves, that is food from the Green Fig Kitchen. Wonderful, wonderful food by our executive chef, Yuval. And he's created a menu of Israeli-inspired modern cuisine, which is really lovely.
What was interesting, I had the fries snack, which I thought was interesting because there was a combination of regular sweet potato and yuca.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty nice. Something a little different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But more so was more important, of course, was the show. So the one you're directing next month again is which one?
We haven't announced it yet. So
we haven't announced
it. As soon as
it
goes, yeah.
So when you're directing it, so is it also being pitched, or are you going kind of out there and choosing, like this one, like the Angela one?
I kind of went out there and chose this.
Oh, okay. Is that what you're going to do for the next one?
Yeah, the next one is very similar.
Oh, okay. So when you said, because you said it was once a month, so like, do we have a date on that or no?
The next show that I am producing, start to finish, is on Election Day of November.
Oh, that's the one. Okay. Okay. I'm going to email Dan and say, you know, I need to press tickets for that. Cause what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm trying to see, like, to go to the show, do a preview piece, go to a show, review the show, you know, et cetera, to give it a lot of publicity. We're chatting because I want to get you as much publicity as possible since you're the one running this. So,
oh, thank you.
That's why we're having a chat. And because you did such a wonderful job. I'm just curious, what is your background in showbiz that, got you this?
So I went to NYU and studied musical theater. So I was a performer, but I grew up at a theater in North Carolina that, you know, I directed, I choreographed, I built the sets, I did the lights, you know, I learned to do it all while growing up there. So, theater is, in my blood, as it were, and all parts of it.
Oh, how did you get the opportunity, to do this one? To do the green room.
I was actually a server in the restaurant connected to the Green Room 42 when we came up with the idea for the green room. So I was just in the right place at the right time with the right people.
Oh, so in other words, the room, when did Yotel open up? The hotel itself?
The fourth floor, the operation that the Green Room 42 is a part of, has been open since January of 2016. But the Yotel's been here longer. I think the Yotel opened in 2009.
Okay. So, in other words, what was the fourth floor? Like, was there rooms?
There was restaurants and food and the operations here ever since it opened.
Oh, so what's like nothing spectacular enough for people to draw people, so to speak?
Well, I mean, I can't speak to that, but I know that Green Fig and Social Drink and Food, which are currently connected to the Green Room 42, opened in January of 2016.
Oh, okay. So it's like been, it's, in other words, been gradual that it, and then we got to this to the happening, I guess, which we have to, you know, get the word out.
Yeah.
All over. everywhere, which is what I'm going to do. Well, I already put all of this on my Facebook page. As soon as I got home.
Wonderful.
Tried to get, I was trying to get some clips. That I have the video on there. Then, of course, my camera ran out of space, of course,
mm-hmm.
when I really wanted to send in the clowns, I went, oh, that's the one I would have wanted, you know, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what can you do? But I got, you know, I got a lot of photos and stuff. And, you know, well, I'll see. I'm certainly going to see what I can do on my end. Is there something going on? What do we got this weekend? Anything?
We have two shows on Friday and two shows on Saturday. Today is Friday. So two shows tonight, two shows on Saturday. We have things going on here almost every day. So,
oh, okay. So, I guess everybody should check. So, if people are, well, this is what the shows that you have in the afternoon are at, like, what time?
So, if we have a matinee, it's usually on a Sunday,
yeah.
And it's usually 2 o'clock. But
okay.
You know, those
oh, so if you're having
as
a okay, so there's Sunday but I think there's a what do you call it the Rat Pack is an afternoon show, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't really know the calendar off.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, because I want to kind of put it out there. It's worth it to, you know, you could hit two places in one day when you're in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, okay. Well, is there anything at all that you would like to share with us?
I mean, it's just, if you haven't been, I really suggest that you come and support. At the end of the day, it's about creating a great, fun environment for both the artists and the patrons and, you know, promoting creativity and art here in New York City. And it's for
okay.
theater people, it's for tourists, it's for everyone.
Should I put out the word to any of my show business friends that this is happening?
Oh, please, having fun.
Okay, because that was my former stuff. I had been in show business like 30 years, so you know.
Oh, fun.
Yes. And when you said about, you know, building sets and all that stuff, and I'm going back to the age, I hate to say, the age of like 16 and doing all of that with
yeah.
a repertory group. You know, it's like, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Okay. But, okay. Yes, I'll put it out there and say, you know, all the Facebook people and say that, you know, if you're looking to, you know, to do a show, to get in touch with you. And I guess
Well, thank you very
okay.
much, and it was a pleasure to talk.
Okay, well, and thanks for calling in. Now I can quote you in my article.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to end early. Oh, no, wait, no. I'm sorry. Because I have to do a certain commercial. Yeah, here we go.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, They are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yeah, and you can get these absolutely wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. And they also have these nice soft batch cookies as well. And, I got it. Well, the rubber chickens were upset because I didn't take them to the show, but, you know, well, some other time. So I'm going to end it now. Now I can end the show. So everybody, wherever you are, have a great day, evening, afternoon, or whatever. And please try to stay safe. And with hope, we will get through our dictatorship.